In the heart of Africa, a new kind of warrior has emerged. They are the Black Mambas, the first all-female unarmed anti-poaching unit. On foot, day and night, they patrol the reserves of Kruger National Park, pulling up snares, reading tracks, and guarding endangered rhinos and elephants. They carry no guns, only courage, conviction, and the power of visibility. As mothers, daughters, and role models, they prove that strength comes not from force, but from resolve. Their mission is simple: protect the wild and inspire the world. Long before analytics, endorsements, and million-dollar contracts, baseball was all about heart, and no one played with more of it than Willie Mays. Born in 1931 in Westfield, Alabama, Mays grew up in a segregated South, where dreams were often smaller than the town limits, but not his. He could hit, run, throw, and he did it all with flair. It was that over-the-shoulder catch in the 1954 World Series that froze time and made history. Teammates called him a natural. Opponents called him a nightmare. But fans, they just called him magic. He had a special way of bringing the game to life. And every time he stepped onto the field, he reminded America of what the game and a man named Willie Mays could be. On April 11th, 1966, in the jungles of Vietnam, a 21-year-old Air Force pararescueman volunteered to lower himself into a firefight. His name was William Pitzenbarger. Under heavy enemy fire, he treated the wounded, pulled men to safety, and refused evacuation again and again. When the helicopters pulled out, Pitzenbarger stayed behind. Armed only with a rifle, he fought alongside the infantry until the end. He saved 9 men that day and lost his life doing it. 34 years later, he was awarded the Medal of Honor, the first enlisted airman to receive it posthumously. To those who lived because of him, he was more than a hero. He was the reason they came home.